今天我带给大家的那个信息是我看看哈，大家看到那个 PowerPoint 吗？
Can we all see the PowerPoint? Yeah, yes.
Yes.
看到
Yes.
看到。
Yes.
好，今天的主题呢是仍然。持守你的纯正吗？
And today's title is Continue to Maintain Your Integrity.
这句话在约伯记第二章一到十节呢出现过两次。
This phrase happened twice in Book of Job, chapter 2, verse 1 to 10.
第一次呢是神对撒旦说的。
The first time is the Lord speaking to Satan.
他叫撒旦来看看约伯，这个约伯虽然经过好多的苦难，但是他仍然持守他的纯正。
Even though Job has experienced a lot of difficulties and challenges in life, he was still able to maintain his integrity.
那第二次是约伯的太太说的。
And the second time, it was spoken by Job's wife.
同样的一句话，他说：“你遇到这样的境况，你仍然持守你的纯正吗？你不如离弃神吧。”
And the wife said, "Do you still persist in your integrity? Curse God and die."
这个同样的一句话，是神对约伯的肯定。
And the same phrase, is God okaying Job.
其实这个是非常重要的一个肯定。
It's a very good affirmation from God about Job.
神知道约伯的纯正，而且是在苦难之中仍然持守他的纯正。
God knows Job's integrity and also knows that Job, in the midst of trouble, he still maintains his integrity.
我请大家注意的，在这里，神不是称赞约伯的信心。
God is not affirming Job's faith.
神也不是肯定约伯的爱心。
And he's also not affirming Job's love.
神是肯定他的纯正。
And God is confirming Job's integrity.
什么叫纯正呢？
What does it mean to have integrity?
纯正就是在苦难中没有变质。
It means in the midst of trouble, things do not change. Your character do not change.
没有变淡，没有变酸，没有变苦。
It didn't turn less. It didn't turn sour. It didn't turn bitter.
你知道这个很难得的。
It is very precious to have that.
很多人呢，在外表呢，可能经过苦难之后，经过一些不如意的事发生在他身上的时候，他可能还是存在这个光景之中保留着一种的状态，但是在里面呢，已经是改变了。
Some people, when they go through difficulties, even though on the outside it might seem like everything is the same, it's calm, but within themselves, things have changed.
你有没有见到这种情况呢？
Have you seen things like that before?
这种本质没有变啊，是非常重要的。
The foundation not being changed, it's very important.
你知道在圣经里面曾经提醒我们一件事情呢，在末后的日子，在这个不法的事增多，人的爱心就就是渐渐的冷淡了。
In the Bible, it reminds us that in the end times, people's love towards each other will slowly decrease.
这个是末世的一种光景。
It is how the end time looks like.
其实也真的发生在我们现在的这个生活中，在我们的这个时代之中的。
this is actually occurring in our current time.
今天很多的基督徒的们，他们的爱心呢，是渐渐的冷淡了，是因为他们看见这个世界，这个大潮流，这个不法的事情增多。
A lot of Christians, their love is becoming colder and colder because they see a lot of injustice occurring in the world.
不但增多，真的非常的明显，我们真的没有办法了解为什么就会这样的一种情况。
It is not, the injustice is not only increasing, but it's also very apparent.
但是圣经说这些事是必须有的，必然会出现的，所以不足于奇怪。
However, the Bible tells us this is bound to happen, and it's nothing to be surprised about.
所以呢，我们真的真的是必须要抓住一些东西，就帮助我们在任何的苦难中呢都不会变质的。
So therefore, we need to hold on to the foundation, so that when we face difficulty, we won't change our characters.
其实这个圣经最大给我们的鼓励呢，就是这是神自己说的。
The biggest encouragement this gives us is that it's words directly from God.
他指着约伯说的。
He is speaking directly to Job about Job.
他仍然持守他的纯正。
He still persists in his integrity.
我就想起保罗所讲的一句话啊，在哥林多前书八章第三节。
I think of a word that Paul mentions, which is in 1 Corinthians chapter 8.
Yes, verse 3. 在那里,
verse 3.
若有人爱神，这个人是神所知道的。
And Corinthians, First Corinthians chapter 8, verse 3 says, But anyone who loves God is known by him.
这个宝贵的地方就是神不单知道约伯所做过的事情，他爱神，他爱神，他敬畏神。
The precious thing about this is that not only God knows that Job loves God,
而且知道他里面是纯正的，没有改变过。
God also knows that what's within Job is that his integrity has been there and has never changed.
如果有人爱神，这个人是神所知道的。
Anyone who loves God is known by him.
这个知道这个人，不只知道这件事情。
Know a person, not only knowing the situation.
这个给我们很大的鼓励。
It gives us a huge encouragement.
我们是神所知道的。
We are known by God.
所以这个是给我们很大的鼓励。
That in itself gives us a tremendous amount of encouragement.
今天我们最重要的要了解的，我就说要学习的是约伯怎么能够做得到呢？
The most important thing for us to learn today is how is Job able to maintain his integrity?
那么大的苦难之中，他仍然保持这种纯净，他如何做得到呢？
How was he able to maintain his integrity in the midst of this big challenge?
我觉得因为他的信心 的那个敬畏神的成分是非常的高。
It's because of Job's faith and his fearfulness towards God. It's extremely, extremely high.
你知道信心都有好多种的。
You know that faith is split into many categories.
这个圣经说魔鬼也信的。
In the Bible, it says demons also have faith.
却是战惊。
Also scared.
所以呢，我们不单看这个人的一个信心的表现，我们还需要看这个人的信心的含，这个里面的包含的那种成分。
When we look at a person's faith, we not only look at how it's expressed, we also have to see what's within.
约伯的信心的成分很高的。
We see that Job's faith is extremely solid.
他不单相信神的赐福，神的祝福。
Not only does he look at God's blessings.
不是因为神给他很多好东西，围着篱笆来祝福他，所以他信有神。
Job does not only believe in God because of the blessings that God can provide for him.
不是这样的。
It's not because of that.
神用篱笆围起来祝福他的时候，他相信。
When God protects and surrounds Job with blessings, Job prays God and has faith in him.
当这个篱笆拿走的时候，很多灾难临到他的时候，他同样是相信。
When the fence that God has used to protect and bless him fall down and trouble comes to Job, Job still believes in God.
所以他在失去所有的时候，他还可以说那个赐给的是神，收取的也是神。
Even when everything was taken away from Job, Job was still able to say, "The Lord gives and the Lord has taken away."
而且就是敬畏。
That in itself is fearful of God.
真正的信心是有敬畏的成分在哪里的。
Job's faith has fearful ingredients within.
神祝福我的时候，我敬畏他，相信他。
When God bless me, I am fearful of him, and I believe in him.
好像所有的拿走的时候，仍然的敬畏神，这就是真正的信心。
And when everything is taken away from me, I still believe in him. That in itself is faith.
我读这个圣经的时候，有一种感觉啊，假如我们只是信神的祝福的话，而我觉得这不过是撒旦的，也能够信的一种信心。
When I read this passage, I always have this thought: if I only believe in God when He blesses me, then it's the same faith as Satan, same faith as demons.
记得约伯记第一章，魔鬼不是对神这样说吗？你祝福他，他对你好，他敬畏你，他。这远离恶事是因为你祝福他，你围起各样的篱笆在他的人生之中，所以他敬畏你。
Remember first in Job chapter 1 where Satan was talking to God, Job only believe in you, only praise you because you have protected him, given all his possessions.
所以可不可以这样说呢？假如我们单单相信神的祝福的话，这个是魔鬼撒旦都做得到，这是他的逻辑。
So in, if we only believe in God when, with the blessing that he has given us, then it's the same, Satan believes the same way, and that's Satan's logic.
其实你读这个圣经的时候，你发觉约伯的妻子也做得到。
And when we read Book of Job, we understand that Job's wife can also do that.
当约伯的妻子对他说，你仍然保持你的纯真吗？你看你什么都没有了，你离弃神。
Because in chapter 2 verse 9, Job's wife said to Job, do you still persist in your integrity? Curse God and die. Meaning she only believe in God when God blesses them.
是圣经这个约伯说这是愚昧的妇人的信心。
So therefore, Job says, you speak as any foolish woman would speak.
所以我们不要停留在神的祝福，相信神的祝福这样的一个阶段，我们里面，我们有一个敬畏神的成分，是相信神，他可以赐给，可以收取，我仍然的敬畏他。
So that, let us not live a life only believing God's blessing. We have to be fearful, understanding that God is the one, the Lord is the one who gives, and He is the one that takes away.
事实上，这个约伯曾经有一个非常明显的一个信心的宣告，是在约伯记十三章的。
In the book of Job, chapter 13, Job has a strong faith proclamation.
这个约伯记13章15节说, 他必杀我, 我虽无指望, 然而我在他面前还要辨明我所行的。 这个圣经呢有一个翻译, 它是, 他虽杀我, 我仍信他。
In Job chapter 13, verse 15, it says, "See, he will kill me. I have no hope, but I will defend my ways to his face." And in the translation, it says, "Even if he kills me, I will still believe in him."
所以这就是敬畏,
That in itself is being fearful.
里面呢提到，不但约伯有这他的信心，有这个敬畏的。 很高的敬畏的成分，我们还看到别的人同样在他的信心里面，我们找到了敬畏。
Job has faith that has fearful ingredients, and through people in the Bible, we also see the same thing.
好像在圣经里面提到亚伯拉罕，他就是这个敬畏的成分很高的人。
For example, Abraham, he is also have extreme amount of faith and fearful of God.
22章12节
In Genesis chapter 22, verse 12.
这个是天使讲的话。
And this was a phrase spoken by angels.
当他看见亚伯拉罕真的要献上他的儿子以撒的时候。
When the angel saw Abraham about to slay his son Isaac,
他就立刻叫他停手。
The angel says to stop.
要下手杀那个以撒。
Do not kill Isaac.
说现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。
For I know that you are fearful of God.
大家注意，他不是说现在我知道你是有信心的了。
It does not say here that I know that you have faith.
他是说，现在我知道你是敬畏神的了。Instead,
it says, "For now, I know that you fear God."
其实讲到敬畏，最明显的是约瑟。
When we talk about being fearful of God, the most obvious person would be Joseph.
这个约瑟是他用他。 一生的连日来见证，来说明他是敬畏神的。Joseph
used his whole entire life to express his fearfulness towards God.
他不但在那个创世纪39章第几节说：“我怎能做着大恶得罪神呢？”
In Genesis chapter 39, verse 9, it says, "He is not greater in this house than I am, nor has he kept back anything from me except yourself, because you are his wife. How can I do this great wickedness and sin against God?" This is only one incident that happened in Joseph's life.
整个的约瑟的人生都能够显出他对神的敬畏。
The whole life of Joseph is an expression of his fearfulness towards God.
都很晓得这个约瑟的故事了。从他小小的少年的时候，他的爸爸就为他做了一件彩衣。
We understand the story of Joseph that in his youth years, his dad gave him a colorful coat.
他穿着这个彩衣的时候，他非常的高兴。这是
And Joseph was extremely happy of the coat that was given by his father.
那时候他是非常单纯的，一个非常纯真的一个人。
And he was a very pure boy.
他心里面想什么，他就说什么了。Whatever
he thinks, he speaks it out right away.
今天很多时候呢，我们不能够心里面想什么就说什么的。Now.
Nowadays, we cannot be very straightforward with our thoughts, speak what's on our mind.
做了那么长的日子的人呢，我们都会对自己说啊，我们要有分寸啊，有些话应该讲，有些话不应该讲。
The older we get, the more we are controlling of the words that we say. Certain things we do, certain things we do not say.
这当然是很重要的，也是应该的。
It is important and it should be this way.
但很多时候呢，我们就好多的计算的时候呢，其实就慢慢失去了我们内心的那种纯正了。
However, because of that, we slowly lose the integrity within our hearts.
在当时呢，这个大家读过那个约瑟的生平的时候，你觉得这个少年人呢，真是太单纯了。
And when we read the story of Joseph when he was young, we understand that he is very pure in heart.
甚至说他的兄弟要跪拜他，他的父母也要跪拜他。
And he was saying that his siblings would bow down to him, and even his parents would bow down to him. He's very simple in heart.
这确实他梦见这件事情，他就讲出来了。
He dreamt about them bowing down to him, so therefore he said it out directly.
那个时候他好单纯的。
At that moment, he was extremely pure.
后来呢，我们看到这些孩子就变成学衣了。
And later on, we know that this colorful coat that was given to him turned into a bloody coat.
他的兄弟谋害他，本来要杀害他。
Because his siblings went against him. They actually wanted to kill him.
他就把这个约瑟的衣服了，变然后这样的血了，就给他的父亲看，就说这个约瑟遇害了。
So they covered the colorful coat with blood from animals and then bring it to the father saying, Joseph has been attacked.
最后呢，是就把他卖给那个波提法。在家里面做奴隶。
So in the end, later on, Joseph was sold to Potiphar, and he became the servant of his household.
在波提法的家里面呢，因为约瑟的单纯，他的纯洁、纯真、正直、这个把波提法就完全的信任他。
And because of Joseph's simplicity and his pureness and his integrity, Potiphar actually believed in him in everything.
换言之，他被卖的时候，他并没有埋怨神，他还是保存他的清洁，他的纯真。
And Joseph, even when he was being sold, he still maintained his integrity.
所以呢，在当时，在波提法的眼中。约瑟是好像穿了一件白清白的衣服。
So in the eyes of Potiphar, Joseph seems like he was wearing a white, a complete white clean coat.
事实上，约瑟也真的穿了一件清白的衣服，洁白的。
Truthfully speaking, Joseph himself is actually wearing a white clean coat.
就算是那个祖母多次的引诱他，他还是保持他的清白。
Even though many times Potiphar's wife is trying to seduce him, Joseph was still able to maintain his simplicity, his pureness.
创世纪三十九章第九节，就是在祖母引诱他的时候，他所讲的一句话：“我怎能做着大恶得罪神呢？”
And chapter 39, verse 9, what Joseph said was when Potiphar's wife was trying to seduce him. And he says, how then could I do this great wickedness and sin against God?
因为这个纯真呢，他的白衣呢，就后来就变成仇衣了，仇犯的衣服了。
And because of Joseph's integrity, his white clean coat,has become a coat, a prisoner's coat.
波提法就把他收在监里，他的真的他的纯正带给来他的一个是一个监牢，被监成为一个囚犯了。
And because Potiphar mistaken Joseph and put him into jail, and therefore Joseph's white clean coat became his prison clothes.
但是在那个时候，约瑟没有改变他对神的敬畏。
However, in these type of difficulties, Joseph didn't change his fearfulness towards God.
为什么呢？为什么我知道呢？
Why and how did I know?
因为当那个两个官员呢、啊，那个膳长跟那个酒政，这个管饭食的、管酒的那个两个官员呢、啊，也被收在同一个监牢里面。
Because there were two prisoners also in prison with Joseph.
那个时候，他们两个人都做了梦。约瑟就帮他们解梦，而且是非常准确的来成就了。
Because they both had dreams, the cupbearer, they both had dreams, so therefore Joseph was able to interpret their dreams.
他就能够知道，能够解释这个梦，因为他跟神的关系保持一个非常单纯的一种关系。
Because Joseph has a really simple connection with God, he was able to interpret the dreams of the cupbearer and the chief baker.
我不晓得大家有没有一种的经验，有时候我们真的可以经历到圣经里面所讲的敬畏神，敬畏神就是智慧的来源。
I don't know if you ever experienced what the Bible has mentioned, the fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom.
这个敬畏神的人，他就有一种，这是很特别的一种智慧是从神而来的，让他能够知道一些他本来没有想到的事情。
Because those who fear God have special wisdoms, that they're able to know things that were not directly told to them.
我的意思说，不是有智慧的人就一定懂得解梦，乃是说除了解梦之外呢，一个敬畏神的人呢，他们确实能够参透万事的。
I'm not saying those who have wisdom is completely able to interpret dreams. What I'm saying is those who fear God, they have special wisdoms to have special connections with God.
所以我们看到约瑟能够准确的解梦，我们就知道他一定跟神保持一个非常密切的关系。
We know that Joseph is able to interpret dreams. It's because he has a special relationship with the Lord.
他保持了他的纯正。
He maintained his integrity.
那后来呢，我们也知道这个故事的发展呢，就是这个绸衣呢，就变成了华衣。就是说华丽的宰相的衣服了。
And we know that his prison clothes later on, it became a clothes of honor.
所以我们可以用几件衣服来串联了约瑟的一生的。
And with these different types of clothing, we're able to see how Joseph's life has been.
对，所有的都有一个共同点，就是他敬畏神。
And the common theme of the different type of clothing that Joseph had is that he has fear of the Lord.
在任何的环境里面呢，还保存着一个完全相信、完全顺服、完全敬畏的心。
Despite the circumstances, he has a believing heart, and he maintained his integrity, and he had fear of the Lord.
就算他穿着华衣的时候，成为宰相的时候，
even when he was wearing honorable clothing, he was still able to maintain that.
在那个时候，他绝对有能力、有权柄，去报复他的兄弟。
At that moment, when he rises to power, he is completely able to show revenge to his siblings.
但是在那个时候，他仍然的敬畏神。
And at that moment, he was still believing in God.
Fearful of him. 但是神的意思原是好的，是为了成今天的光景。
And he says to his siblings, "What you had in mind was for evil, but what God has, he has a plan in store for me."
所以呢，教会要回答刚才最初的问题：约伯怎么能够做得到的呢？怎么能够保持他的纯正呢？是因为他敬畏神。
So then we return back to the question that we proposed earlier. How is Job able to maintain his integrity? It's because he has fear of the Lord.
那今天我们怎么能够保持我们信仰上的纯正呢？神的祝福当然是一个因素，但是最重要的是敬畏神。
So then for us, how are we able to maintain our integrity? God's blessing is important. However, the most important is fear of the Lord.
其实我们今天呢，比约伯啦，应该更有条件的来敬畏神。
Actually, in comparison to Job, we are more able to be fearful of the Lord.
或者说，我们比那个亚伯拉罕跟约瑟更有条件的来敬畏神的。
And we are actually more in comparison to Abraham and Joseph.
为什么呢？
Why do I say that?
因为我们有了不单是有神的祝福，而且是有神的应许。
Our conditions are much better because not only do we have God's blessing, we also have God's promise.
主耶稣基督来到世界，成就了救恩之后，这样的一个应许就有血有肉的清清楚楚的摆在我们的眼前的。
Because Jesus coming to earth, sacrificing himself for us, it is a true, solid evidence for us to see.
所以希伯来书六章十七到十九节是这样说的。
So therefore, in Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 to 19, it says this.
这样的应许我相信在约伯的时候是没有的，在亚伯拉罕的时候也是没有的，在约瑟的时候没有的。
I think this type of promise was not seen in Job's time, in Abraham's time, and also in Joseph's time.
我们这个时代有的。
However, our generation we do.
成就了神的应许。
In our generation, we do have this promise because Jesus has done the promise.
这里希伯来书这里怎么说呢？神愿意为了承受应许的人格外的显明他的旨意是不更改的，就启示为证。这两件不更改的事，神绝不能说谎。好叫我们这逃往避难所持定摆在我们前头指望的人可以大的勉励，我们有着指望如同灵魂的锚，又坚固又牢靠，且进入幔内。这是提到宝贵的应许是神启示为证的。
Amen.Hebrews chapter 6, verse 17 to 19, it says, In the same way, when God desired to show even more clear to the heirs of the promise the unchangeable character of his purpose, he guaranteed it by an oath, so that through two unchangeable things, in which it is impossible that God would prove false, we who have taken refuge might be strongly encouraged to seize the hope set before us. We have this hope, a sure,and steadfast anchor of the soul, a hope that enters the inner shrine behind the curtains. It shows about God's promise for us.
这里有两个重点大家可以注意的。
There's two important points that we should focus on.
第一个就是神的应许。
First is God's promise.
清清楚楚的神很多的应许来放在圣经里面，也藏在耶稣基督的救恩里面。
Which is God's, it has clearly stated in the Bible and also has been shown through Jesus Christ.
这非常多的，我们不需要每件来讲了。就简单来说，主耶稣的救恩是稳固的，他拯救我们就拯救到底的。
And one thing that we can mention is Jesus' salvation. His salvation is steadfast, and we can hold true to it.
这是个应许。
That in itself is a promise.
凭着简单的信心就可以得到的应许。
It is a promise that can be obtained through faith.
这个是非常重要的。
That is very important.
我真的为一件事情来感恩。
I am thankful of this one thing.
就是这个应许是无条件的，完完全全的，白白的，给那些愿意用简单的信心来相信的人，让他们可以承受的。
That is, this promise is freely given to those who want to believe. There's no charge, no cost. It's completely free as long as you're willing to believe.
所以我们完全不需要来看我们自己做的怎么样的情况，乃是单单的注意神自己的应许。
We can only just look at God's promise. We do not have to do anything to obtain it.
什么是应许呢？
What is promise?
就说他讲过的，他一定做的，这就应许。
That is what he has said, he will make it come true.
有时候我们这个渺小的人呢，有时候都会守住我们的应许的。
As minute humans, we maintain our promise.
很多人都愿意这样做的。
We are willing to keep our promises.
我记得我有一次我在 Queens, 我们把那个矫正中心要把它卖掉。然后去买一个更大的地方。
I remember back in your city, my church, we wanted to sell a piece of land to purchase a bigger land for church.
那个地方大概有3000多尺，不够用了，我们要把它卖去。
The land is 3,000 square feet, but then it was still too small for us, and we want to purchase a bigger place.
这是一个在 Flushing 的一个单位。
The location was in Flushing.
那买回来的时候大概50几万。
And when we purchased the land, it was about $500,000.
那后来呢，我们几年之后不够地方了，我们就可以卖到138万。
And when we sell the land, we were able to sell it for $13 million.1.38 million,
sorry. 然后刚讲好这个价钱还没有签约，讲好价钱是一群中医工会来帮我们买的，讲好价钱了，但是呢有别的人呢要买这个地方。
And when we have set the price, there were some other people who want to purchase the same land.Same unit.
然后呢，我就跟他们说，我们已经定了价钱了。我们虽然没有签约，但是我觉得我们就会卖给这个工会的了。
However, we told them we already set a deal with this group of people. So that's what we're going to do.
他很想买这个地方，愿意出更高的价钱来买这个地方。
But this new group of people, they actually really want to purchase this unit in the building, and they were willing to offer a higher price for it.
记得了，他还找了一个银行的总经理，跟我是好朋友的，来告诉我他们想买这个地方，但是我都。
They actually found a manager, CEO person from a bank to discuss with me to purchase it, but then I refused.
然后呢，那对夫妇啊，他就跟我说，他后来又跟我说，他的这个太太呢， 是一个牧师的女儿，假如我们卖给他们的话呢，他的女儿就去教会了，我觉得很特别啊。我就说对不起，我不会卖的。
And later on, the person who went to give the higher price, they said, "Oh, my wife is a pastor's daughter, and if you sell the place to me, I will go to church." But I then thought it was really funny, and I still refused.
那我为什么讲这件事情呢？
Why did I share the story to you guys?
其实我的意思是，我一个渺小的人，向前很重视一些的应许，何况是神对我们的应许呢？
What I'm saying is, me, my new person is willing to keep my promise. How about God, who keeps all his promise?
我觉得这就是希伯来书的作者的一个写这段圣经的一个非常重要的盼望，就是告诉我们神的应许是不会更改的。
I think that's what the author of Hebrews is trying to tell us. The important hope is to tell us that God would not change his promise, what he has promised.
他绝不能说谎。
He would not lie.
他就是为了让我们能够持定摆在我们前头的人，要指望，前头指望的人可以大的勉励。
So that it can be a sure and steadfast anchor of the soul.
不单是一个应许，而且是启示为证。神是不需要启示的，但是为了叫我们更加坚固，他就启示为证。
It is used to strengthen our faith.
所以弟兄姐妹，我选这些圣经呢，只是神说明其实我们更有条件在我们的信心里面，是更加的稳固，更能够敬畏神，保持心动的纯正。
I share these four verses so that it can strengthen our faith, so that it can be a sure and steadfast anchor for our soul and for our faith.
我也想到，不单我们有神的应许，而且呢，希伯来书的作者也提到，我们有许多的见证人，如同云彩的围着我们。
We not only have God's promise, but also in the Hebrew it says we have witnesses, just like clouds surrounding us.
所以我们应该比以前的人呢，是更有信心的，更能够敬畏神的。
So in comparison to the older peoples, we should have more faith to believe and be more fearful.
我也对自己说，其实我应该更加敬畏神。为什么呢？因为，几十年神一直的守住他的应许，这是没有改变的，一直保守我到今天，可以好好的来侍奉主。
I think I should be very fearful of God because through the many years, God's promise was never changing.And keep on fulfilling.
是我自己经历的。
It is my own personal experience.
我还记得当我以前听我的院长告诉我他的宝贵的见证的时候，我没有办法完全了解，没有办法完全领受，因为这是他的见证。但是这几十年不是他的见证，是我自己的经验，所以我应该更有信心的。
When before I was listening to the principal and his testimonies, it didn't feel real to me because it was his story. But now through my many years journey, I'm able to believe more, be fearful of God more because it's mine.
当我这样想的时候，我突然间好像心里面有一个微小的声音来提醒我。
And when I think this way, I feel like there is a small voice within me that reminds me.
提醒我什么呢？
What is it reminding me of?
圣经的应许是真实的，是重要的。
That the promise of God, promise from the Bible, is very important.
我们周围的见证人确实能够坚固我们的信心。
The witnesses around us can definitely strengthen our faith.
我们自己的经历应该是 会更加来叫我们更加的坚固。
And our own experiences definitely will solidify the foundation.
但那个提醒是，其实更重要的是我们自己的立志敬畏神，这是从我们的立志而来的。
And the reminder from within is that we have to set ourselves to be fearful of God.
我的意思是说，虽然有了所有的一切，有时候假如我们自己不去立志，不去相信的话，也不见得这些事情能够帮助我们。
What I'm trying to say is, even if we have everything around us, if we are not mindful of it, we would not be able to proceed.
你不见到好多很属灵的人，他们都离开神的了吗？
Do you not see that there's a lot of people who are very, very spiritual, yet in the end, they forfeit God and turn away from Him?
我觉得这个是要我们自己来立志的。
And I feel like this is what we have to be mindful of.
但是问题又来了，那很多时候我们就是没有办法立志，在任何的环境中，任何的情况中，仍然持守那心中的纯正。
So a lot of times even though we want to be determined to be fearful, oftentimes we are being challenged and we're not able to proceed with it.
我不晓得大家有没有这个经验。
I don't know if you've had this kind of experience.
我们越认真要持守纯正的时候，我们越觉得自己真的不够纯正，好多好多的好多好多的问题。
The more we want to maintain our integrity, the more we realize we do not have it, and the more problems we have, and that comes upon.
那我们甚至怀疑我们自己，我们是否能够坚持下去呢？
And we often question ourselves whether we can continue with it.
我不晓得你们的属灵的那种经历是怎么样。
I don't know what your spiritual experience is like.
如果靠我们自己去立志，要敬畏神，要相信的话，我们常常都会有很多的改变。
When we determine ourselves to be fearful of God and to believe Him, we ourselves have changes from within.
假如我们用我们自要我们自己来做些什么的时候，甚至于我们有时候真的不敢起步。来向前走。
And if we want to do something we often are too fearful to even take the first step.
因为我们根本对自己没有把握。
Because we don't have faith in ourselves.
也没有听过人说他们不愿意结婚了，他愿意单身了，不愿意结婚，是因为他们说我怕我自己不能够做一个好的丈夫，我不能够做一个好的妻子。既然是这样了，我就不如不结婚了。
And sometimes people say I don't want to get married because I can't see myself be a good husband or be a good wife. In that case, might as well not marry.
当然，这是一个不是一个很正确的观念。没有一个人等到完全的时候才结婚的，乃是我们结婚之后，我们来尽力的来学习完全。
Of course, this is not the right mentality because no one will be perfect entering into marriage. You enter into marriage and you struggle and learn to be a better husband and wife.
就是说，就是比较认真的人呢，他们常常都有这个观念的。
And those people will often have this kind of mentality.
我自己觉知一生来传，就是奉献做传道，做侍奉神的时候，我都有这样的一个经验。
When I was determined to be a pastor, I had this type of mentality.
挣扎了很久，那个原因是我怕我自己不能够走到底。那既然不能够走到底，就不如不要开始了。我曾经有这种情况。
I actually struggled a lot before I took the first step because I was too scared to know if I can maintain all the way to the end.
幸好神没有放弃我，他用一句话来提醒我，他说我的恩典是够你用的，就因为这个原因，我就凭信心走上去。
But thank the Lord that he didn't forsake me. He used one phrase and it says, my grace is sufficient for you. And that phrase is enough to push me forward.
我靠着这个应许了，就走了52年了。我将来今天还蒙神的保守，我站在这个侍奉的路上。
And with this promise God has given to me, I've been serving for 52 years, and with his protection, I am still marching forward.
不，我只是告诉大家，我曾经有这样的一个经验。
But what I'm saying is I had similar experiences in the past.
怕自己走不上，就宁愿不走了。
Too scared to think that I wouldn't be able to march to the end, so therefore might as well not start.
我也听说好多有些人呢、啊，他不愿意做基督徒，不敢决志做基督徒，他也有同样的一种讲法。他说我不敢确定我能够做一个好的基督徒，所以我就不如不做了。
Some people, non-Christians, they actually have similar fears.They think, oh, I don't know if I'll be a good Christian. In that case, might as well not be a good Christian at all.
所以当我提到上帝的敬畏，对神的敬畏，神欣赏这个敬畏的纯正的时候，我觉得有一个真理呢，是我要补充的。
When we look at the fearful of God and the integrity of following the Lord, there is a foundation truth I want to mention.
这个补充是什么呢？
And what is that thing that I want to add?
当我们愿意去敬畏神，按照圣经的教导保持那个纯正的时候，有另外一个真理呢，我们要知道的，就是神能够保守的。
When we are willing to follow and be fearful of God, we have to understand that God will protect us.
这是非常重要的一个平衡的真理。
And that is the foundation that keeps us.
我们要进入保守自己的纯正。
We have to keep our integrity.
但是另外一方面呢，我们也相信神能够保守我们不失脚。
We also have to know that God will keep us and protect us, to not fall.
大叔20节，那能保守你们不失脚，叫你们无瑕无疵，宽宽喜喜，站在他荣耀之前的我们的救主，独一的神，是神主耶稣基督的救恩，能够让我们不失脚啊，无瑕无疵。
This is in Jude.
这个也就24节。
This is from Book of Jude, verse 24. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to make you stand without blemish in the presence of his glory with rejoicing.
所以这个是一个非常重要的一个信心，就是说我们除了我们保守自己纯正，藏在神的爱里。但是更重要的是那能保守我们不失脚的神，他叫我们无瑕无疵，这就是纯正。
So not only are we able to protect our own integrity, by being within God, we also have him who is able to keep us from falling and make us stand without blemish.
第二节更宝贵的一节圣经，我们来看。这个《帖撒罗尼迦前书》第5:23。
There's another important passage, which is from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5:24.
他说：“愿赐平安的神亲自使你们全然成圣，又愿你们的灵与魂与身子 得蒙保守，在我主耶稣基督降临的时候，完全无可指责。这是最的圣经。
First Thessalonians 5:23, may the God of peace himself sanctify you entirely, and may your spirit and soul and body be kept sound and blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ.
我觉得两节，我刚才讲那个保持持守自己的纯正，跟这些圣经是没有冲突的。
What I shared about integrity and maintaining our integrity, it does not contradict these two passages whatsoever.
我们要凭着信心敬畏神来保持自己的纯正，但另外方面呢，我们也相信那真正叫我们纯正的保，就是那位能够叫我们的灵与魂与身子都蒙保守的我们的主耶稣。
That is through our faith, being fearful of God, we are able to maintain our integrity. And the God of peace himself will sanctify us through and through.
有一节圣经呢，我没有打出来，不过呢，我觉得这是一个非常宝贵的应许。是在约翰福音第十五章十六节那里讲的。
There's another passage I didn't bring up on the PowerPoint, but it's from John chapter 15, verse 16.
那里很简单来说了，就是不是我们拣选了神，乃是神拣选了我们。
Simply put, it's you did not choose me, but I chose you. God speaking to us.
一个观念呢、啊，假如那意思是什么呢？假如是我们拣选神的话，我们就要有我们自己的条件，神才会接受我们的。
When you say, if we chose God, we have a standard in order for us to choose Him.
要入这个美国籍，你要经过考试的，你要某些的条件的。
And just like becoming a citizen of the U.S., there's standards that we must to keep in order to be qualified.
当我移民来美国的时候，美国这个移民局他要求我在香港拿一个证明，那个证明是什么呢？就是良民证，就是我没有曾经犯过罪，我拿到这个证明，我才可以来美国。
And in order for me to immigrate to U.S., I have to have proof.That I am a lawful citizen before I can enter.
为什么会这样呢？因为是我拣选美国。
Why would you have to provide that? It's because I chose America.
所以我拣选美国，我必须要我进来美国的条件。
Because I chose America, so therefore I have to follow their qualifications.
但是。圣经说不是我们拣选他，乃是他拣选我们。
However, in the Bible, it says it's not because we chose God, but God chose us.
这就变成他没有要求我们任何的条件了。
So therefore, it says that God does not give us any standards or qualifications.
这就是我们所领受的救恩的非常重要的一个观念。
And that is...the base of our salvation.
所以今天我就讲到这个地方。我一方面我们真的学习，这个约伯，我们在任何的环境中，我们觉知持守我们的纯正。
That's the end of the sermon. We want to learn, from Job that in all circumstances we should maintain our integrity.
尤其是那些不法的事情增多的时候，我们真的更加需要有这种立志。
Especially, when society become even more unlawful, we need to maintain our integrity.
但另外一方面，我们凭着完全的信心，我们相信，当我们这样做的时候，神来检查我们的纯正的时候，最重要的还是那个单纯的信心。相信他的保守。
That we should have this total faith. We should do we should have total faith so that when God examines our integrity, it will be our simple faith.
相信主耶稣的救恩，足以完完全全的叫我们得蒙保守，完全的无可指责。
We understand that Jesus' salvation is able to protect us, completely through and through.
就讲到这里，我们一起低头同心祷告。
Let us bow our head and pray together.
现在对于这样美好宝贵的救恩，超过我们所想象的。
Lord, for this precious salvation, it's way above what we can think.
所以求你指教我们，帮助我们明白你的心意。
May you teach us and help us to understand your will.
相信这样的事情，救恩的成就是出于你，而不是出于我们。
That the salvation is only from you.Coming from you and nothing from us.
如你应许我们，只要我们愿意存着简单的信心来接待你，你就让我们成为你的儿女。
God, you have promised us that as long as we are willing to have simple faith, you will choose us.
我求你保守我们。
Lord, may you protect us.
帮助我们立志。在任何的情况中，我们坚持我们的信心。
Help us to be determined, so that regardless of circumstances, we will hold true to our faith.
像约伯，像亚伯拉罕，像约瑟一样的来敬。
Just like Job, like Abraham and Joseph, to be fearful of you.
你垂听我们的祷告。
May you listen to our prayer.
你的应许保守我们。
May your promise protect us.
将祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名。
We pray this all in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.